sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Madeline DeLapp for community comment. Given that California, the nation, and the globe are in an economic freefall and we're entering a global recession, it seems all the more ridiculous that the Humboldt Wind Project was rejected last fall. That project would have injected hundreds of millions of dollars into the economy. It would have directly powered our county with clean, renewable energy, built with prevailing wages, and yes, that project would be in construction now, with those dollars entering our economy now. And all of us who are tied into the grid would be using that electricity by the end of next year. At today's Board of Supervisors hearing, the county is discussing its $6.6 million budget shortfall, which means projects, programs, and services are going to be cut for the next 1 to 2 years. The Humboldt Wind Project would have brought in an additional $1.7 million in tax revenue per year, not to mention new sales tax dollars, work for hundreds, and lots of direct and indirect spending. Some folks said it wasn't worth it, that there were better solutions. Speaking of which, where is that bond initiative that the anti-wind project folks suggested at the supervisors back in March? The one that would have been on the November ballot if they could get enough signatures that would public finance through your tax dollars a renewable energy project? I've heard neither hide nor hair of it. Of course, all of this would be more politically unpalatable in these trying economic times when unemployment is off the charts and local people and businesses are struggling to stay open. It seems that when the economy is good and life feels easy, it is easier to cast aside practical solutions in favor of idealism and non-action. No one expected a pandemic and subsequent economic collapse, or for California to go from a sizable budget surplus to a $54 billion deficit in a matter of months. But here we are. Humboldt County will continue to rely on fossil fuel natural gas to power our community, but at least we're getting closer to be able to island ourselves from the rest of California's electrical grid. I'd like to shout out to Supervisor Bone and Sheriff Hansel for holding PG&E's feet to the fire during last fall's PSPS events, which set this into motion. Islanding is good news in that we're moving toward greater resiliency and self-sufficiency, but bad in that our people rejected a good project that would have supplied us with clean energy, money, and jobs at a time that we could use it the most. As a reminder, if you're a local business owner, check out the county's website for how to submit your reopening plan for how to safely operate in the era of COVID-19. We need to get back to work, but we need to do it safely and responsibly. Wear your masks, wash your hands, and remember to be kind to your neighbors. We're all in this together. This has been Madeline DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.